We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
What is RSV and why is it such a risk for infants? Our guest today is Dr. Susan Lander. She has a podcast on our channel and is rated in the top 2% of podcasts on our channel. She is a neonatologist, oh my God, I can't speak today, educator, author of So Many Babies, and longtime advocate for infant health. Over her 30 plus year career in neonatal intensive care, she has cared for thousands of premature and critically ill newborns, helping families navigate the most delicate moments. So in today's episode, Dr. Landers will help us understand what RSV is and why it's such a risk, how it presents differently in full term versus preterm babies, prevention strategies, what parents should watch for, how to support babies' respiratory health when they recover, and how caregivers can manage stress, uncertainty, and medical decisions during a serious viral illness. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson for your sponsorship, as well as iHeartRadio, and to our fans and our listeners. If you like today's episode, please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Welcome back, Susan.
Thank you. Thanks, Lisa. I love chatting with you about these issues that are important for moms, yeah. Because I really do believe that moms matter. And this is really a big one. So we're here in October, and the RSV season is from October to March, same as flu. Now, RSV is a virus like the influenza virus, but it's different. It infects children really commonly. Big kids get a cold at school, at daycare. Older adults, people over age 65, can catch RSV from their grandkids, and they get quite sick. Sometimes older adults will get a pneumonia and sometimes even need to be hospitalized. And parents have probably heard about the new RSV vaccine that's being advertised on TV for older adults.
Right.
But what I want to talk about today is what RSV does for babies. Now, all babies are relatively protected from viruses when mother has antibodies against those viruses in her system. Those antibodies then are passed across the placenta. But most mothers don't carry RSV antibodies. Most mothers have not seen RSV recently, unless they have a toddler or an elementary school age child. And so what happens is that babies, infants and toddlers, mostly infants, come down with a runny nose, a little fever, a little cough. They're kind of fussy. They don't want to eat very well. And mom and dad go, oh, another virus. But if this kid is less than a year old, a cold can turn into something quite a bit stronger. RSV tends to turn into a lower respiratory tract infection in babies. In preterm babies who've left the hospital and go home, they get even sicker. And as a baby gets sicker with RSV, what parents notice is the baby breathes fast. They may grunt like that. They won't feed well. Their little ribs suck in, their chest sucks in, they have a terrible cough. Parents might hear them wheezing. not much fever, but sometimes they breathe so fast, they're tachypneic, that they can't feed. They get dehydrated and they get kind of out of it because they're not adequately hydrated and they can't take the breast or the bottle of formula. So parents will notice retractions and rapid breathing and a bad cough. And that's a big deal in a baby because that can lead to cyanosis, where the baby actually has blue lips and skin and tongue. That's time to call your pediatrician if it's in the day, to go to the ER if it's at night. If you see a baby who is unable to feed, who is breathing fast, who's wheezing and coughing, that's a baby that needs to see a healthcare provider. Now, RSV is really easy to diagnose. In the pediatrician or family practitioner's office, there's a nasal swab that can be done with a rapid test. In the ER, in the clinic, usually it's a nasal swab that's for PCR. It's called polymerase chain reaction. It's just a more definitive test for RSV. So when babies get this sick with lower respiratory tract infection from RSV, they need to go in the hospital. They need an IV because they're dehydrated, they can't eat, they may need tube feedings, they may need oxygen. This is a big deal. And a lot of infants before last year got really sick and needed hospitalization with RSV infection. Something really wonderful happened last year about RSV prevention.
Wow.
And
Okay.
I wanted to make sure parents know about this. I mentioned the risk factors for getting sick with RSV infection are premature infants, infants with congenital heart disease, and babies less than 6 months old. Full-term babies too, but preemies get much sicker than full-term babies. A chest X-ray is usually not very helpful in making the diagnosis, but the nasal swab, either in the office or in the clinic or in the emergency department, is very diagnostic.
What does the chest X-ray show?
It shows a hyperinflated lung with a lot of infiltrates, lacy infiltrates. It's kind of like It's called viral pneumonia, actually, or bronchiolitis.
Okay.
RSV occurs in waves, in seasons, just like flu. So when big kids are coming home with colds and flu from school, and older than toddler, young children are coming home from daycare with colds, that's the time parents need to be really careful and think about RSV if they've got an infant in the house. But what happened last year that was so wonderful was the development of a brand new vaccine called nirsevimab or Beyfortus. It's a monoclonal antibody, one shot. It's a little expensive. I think it's $500 or $600. But it'll be covered by insurance and Medicaid. One shot of Beyfortus provides long-lasting protection, 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
So infants who are less than 8 months old should get that one shot of Beyfortus because that will give them the extra antibody protection against this virus. And it has been shown in very good control trials to decrease hospitalization by 80%. That's huge. That is really huge. If you
That is
have
a
a
big number.
2-month-old baby with RSV bronchiolitis in the hospital, that's a big deal. They're going to be in there for a couple of weeks, going to be in the pediatric ICU. They're going to have IVs. It's going to cost a fortune. Parents are going to be terrified. So, this shot will change everything. We used to give a shot once a month an older shot called Synagis. We gave it to the preemies once a month during RSV season, and it worked pretty well to do the same thing, to give them extra antibodies. But this new shot, Beyfortus, has turned into, I think, a lifesaver, because these babies that get this infection are not going to be hospitalized. So that's the big news, but that's not the only good news. I have an announcement. My daughter-in-law is pregnant.
Wow.
My son's wife, and she's 38, so she's at higher risk because she's an older mom, but she's healthy and things are going well. But she's going to deliver during the period where she'll be 32 to 36 weeks during RSV season.
Oh,
So
wow.
guess what? There's a shot for moms who are pregnant. It's a vaccination, an active vaccination against RSV. And it's called, what is it called? It's called Abrysvo. Abrysvo. It is administered to pregnant women. It's a vaccine just like the flu vaccine. It stimulates our own immune cells to make antibodies, and then the pregnant mom passes those antibodies to the baby. And so the baby then is born within the next 3 months, and they have that protection for 4 to 6 months. So it gets the baby through the RSV season. And I just think that's the neatest thing that you can,
Talk about preventative, yeah.
oh my God, give a vaccine to a mom who's pregnant. And she's not going to get very sick if she gets RSV. She'll just have a cold. Unless she has asthma, she would get sicker if she has asthma. But when she has her baby will be protected. Guess what else, Lisa, protects infants
What
against
else?
RSV? Breastfeeding.
Wow, really?
Breastfed babies get sick with RSV less often because mom has some anti-RSV antibody that she puts in her breast milk. But again, this kind of depends on if mom's been exposed to RSV. Adult women can get RSV a lot, several times, year after year after year. If you've got 4 or 5 kids that are all preschool and school age, you may get multiple infections with RSV. And so nursing your babies when they're young transfers that antibody in your breast milk to your babies. So now we have three ways to protect infants from this really bad viral infection. We have a one-shot monoclonal antibody for the infants under 8 months of age during the RSV season that decreases their chance of hospitalization. Huge. Then we have another shot for the moms who are pregnant so that when they deliver, their baby will be protected because mom will have made antibody against that virus. And then we have breastfeeding, which is protective against that virus as well. So the good news is that this is called RSV prophylaxis. We have active medications, monoclonal antibodies, vaccines that help prevent this sometimes deadly disease. So I can't wait for my daughter-in-law to get. She's not quite 32 weeks. Let's see. She'll be 32 weeks in about December. So she'll get her shot and then deliver in February, and her baby will be, or maybe she's due in January, and then her baby will be protected. So, and she called me up and said, "Have you heard about the RSV vaccine?" And I said, "Sure, I have. I'm glad you know about it." Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a real big deal because, I wrote in my Substack, oh, a couple of weeks ago, my Moms Matter newsletter. I wrote about my great nephew, a little boy named Noah, who had RSV when he was 4 months old. Started it with a cold, started coughing, wheezing, breathing very fast, grunting. His little chest was tugging in. His parents took him to the emergency department and the test showed RSV. He was in the pediatric ICU for 2 weeks.
Wow.
He ended up on
That is so
oxygen.
scary.
He ended up on a ventilator. He had to be tube fed. He had to have all these IV medicines and support. So his parents were terrified, just terrified. It's a
Totally,
virus
yeah.
that people don't think about because it happens sporadically, even though it's a seasonal virus. So the parents who've been through it with their baby will remember how scary it is because the babies act like they're air hungry, act like they can't breathe adequately. So
Oh my gosh,
that's that.
how do you manage stress during that time as a caregiver?
As a caregiver, you read about what the virus is expected to do. You keep tabs on whether or not your child is eating enough, peeing enough, not getting too tired to feed. You get help from your husband, your spouse, your family members. Because you may be exhausted with round the clock caring for a baby who's coughing, worried about a baby who's coughing. Lots of moms like to put their babies in a steamy bathroom. We advise that for moms whose babies have croup because the humidity tends to help the upper airway. But RSV is a lower respiratory tract infection. The virus gets down into the lungs. So humidity doesn't help that much, but it's not going to hurt and it might make the baby more comfortable. So mom's going to be holding a coughing baby, trying to feed a coughing baby, needing help from dad, not letting other people into the household who are sick. That's more prevention than caregiving when the baby is sick. I think the biggest factor for caregivers is number one, they're worried about their infant. They're
Yeah, for sure.
terrified. Yeah,
The
they're terrified.
anxiety,
The
right?
anxiety and stress of having a sick infant. When is the right time to call the doc? When is the right time to go to the emergency department? And those things go through our minds. A lot of pediatricians are set up to have nursing callbacks for parents to go over symptoms and whether or not the baby's getting in trouble. So there is no stupid question that a mother of an infant has. If your baby is coughing and breathing fast and wheezing and having trouble feeding, call the doctor's office. No question is too silly. Tell them what's going on. Ask what you should do. Tell them how many pees, how many poops, how often the baby's feeding, and they will help you sort through if you need to see the doctor, if you need to go to the emergency department. Now, of course, if your baby has blue lips, blue tongue, called cyanosis and really struggling to breathe, just too tired to move air, go straight to the emergency department. That is serious. If the baby has breathing pauses called apnea, go straight to the emergency department, preferably of a children's hospital if there's one nearby. So ask questions. Get the help you need while you're caring for a sick infant. Let the doctor's office know what's going on with your infant. Don't let anybody else come over because RSV is very infectious, just like flu. You don't want to spread it around. You don't want another mother and baby around for sure.
Right.
Hand hygiene is very, very important. If you have a sick infant with RSV and you have other children, those other children can catch that virus. They won't get as sick. They'll have a cold, but they can get sick. So hand hygiene, hand washing is very important. When we have babies in the hospital with RSV, we have to isolate them from other babies because they are so infectious. So it's a big deal. And I think parents hear a lot about flu, and everybody knows a lot about COVID these days, but I'm not convinced that parents know a lot about RSV. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it on this episode.
How many babies are being affected by this on a, like, I don't know, in a year? Or give us some statistics if you don't mind.
I looked it up, and in 2024, 1,547 babies were hospitalized for RSV, lower respiratory tract infection. So, if they're what, a half a million born every year, that's less than 1%. But so it's being in the hospital is rare. But it's terrifying if it's your baby and the baby's in the pediatric ICU. So 1,500. And what we saw in going from 2023 to 2024, when that new vaccine, the new monoclonal antibody came out, what we saw was the number of hospitalizations went down right away. And this year, we're probably going to see even fewer hospitalizations. But parents need to know to go get the Beyfortus monoclonal antibody shot for their infant. Nirsevimab. It's really hard to pronounce. Nirsevimab. It's the brand name is Beyfortus. And the shot for the moms is Abrysvo. Abrysvo. I don't know where they come up with these funny names.
I know. Where do they come up with these names for these medications, right? You can't
Yeah,
even
it's really.
pronounce them.
And they are expensive. Monoclonal antibodies are made in the lab. I looked that up today because a lot of parents ask me, how's a particular vaccine made?
Yeah.
Monoclonal antibodies are, they target a particular part of the virus. And for RSV, it's a protein on the outside of the virus. We heard
Okay.
about in COVID, it was a spike protein that the vaccine was. RSV doesn't have a spike protein, but it does have a particular protein that the monoclonal antibody targets. And they do experiments in mice, and then they'll take some of those antibodies and mix them up with myeloma cell lines in the lab. And they'll make more antibodies, and then they use recombinant DNA. It's a very sophisticated procedure. It's like seven or eight different steps to go from mice and recombinant DNA and humanizing it and making it into an injectable thing and then testing it in control trials. And when I was reading about the process of creating monoclonal antibodies, I thought, well, no wonder they're so expensive. I mean, it must take months to get a product that then can be purified and reproduced and injected into babies or moms, as the case may be. So I did look up the cost. It's about $500 or $600. Depending
Yeah,
on
wow.
insurance or Medicaid. Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a
It's a
lot,
lot.
but it's the rest of your life. You know, you make these investments and you prevent possible, things like this. It's an important topic and it's really valuable
Right.
for mothers to know and that there's
Yes.
options out there, especially for ones that are, I know some pregnant women who are like really afraid of having their baby and all of these things happening. So if they can take steps to prevent RSV, like why not do it?
Yes, exactly. They all know how to prevent CMV and toxoplasmosis. They read about that. They know not to be around cat boxes and cat litter because that's how pregnant moms get toxoplasmosis. They know that they might be exposed to CMV, another virus, cytomegalovirus, that their toddlers and preschool children act like they have a cold and then they get infected with CMV during pregnancy and then they may have a baby with CMV. It's a different virus and it affects babies differently. And we're just now getting very close to universal newborn screening for CMV
Oh,
because
wow.
that virus, unlike RSV, which makes babies sick, babies have symptoms. CMV may occur in a newborn with very few symptoms. The most common presentation is hearing deficits, which is why kids are hearing screened after they're born. So parents do need to know about these viruses, how they're identified, how they're treated, how we screen for them, that we can screen for them, that there's something we can do. It's very important.
It's
It's
very important.
a complicated, risky, infectious world out there. If you're a baby, if you're a healthy person like you or me, it's not that complicated. But unless we have a pandemic, of course. But
Yeah, babies are so vulnerable. And
yes.
where can people find out more information about you and what you offer? Where can they find your book and Substack and all that stuff?
My website is susanlandersmd.com, and I offer there a blog, a subscription to my newsletter, Moms Matter, and that's a free subscription. It's on Substack, but you can access it through Substack or my website. I have some free resources there for parents, especially parents of premature babies, especially working mothers. That's my specialty is helping working mothers. And I have a method for parents to contact me on my website. All they have to do is fill out a form and we'll have a telephone conversation. And I enjoy doing that. I was chatting with a young lady at church this the other day, and I said, "How are you doing with your newborn baby?" And she said, "Oh, I just got his RSV shot." And I said, "Oh, good. And when are you going back to work?" And we started chatting about that. And she said, "I'm going back to work next month. Is there anything I need to know?" And so I wrote an article just for her, all about everything you need to do to get ready to go back to work if you're breastfeeding. I love talking to new moms. I love talking about moms in general because it's such an important part of a woman's life. We're all working so hard, and we're also trying to take care of our children, our families, and sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. And so I really emphasize in my newsletter how moms can take care of themselves because when we're healthy, our kids are more likely to be healthy.
Amen to that. It was an honor seeing you again, and I now have your book and I've dove in. It's
Yay.
amazing. I absolutely love it so much. It's so relatable. I don't even have children, but it's such a good book. I love it so much.
Thank
So
you.
people should really check it out. So many babies. But do you have any last minute thoughts on the topic before we leave today?
I want parents to know that RSV is an important virus that can make their baby sick. But that we have brand new effective means of preventing that infection. Talk to your pediatrician, talk to your family medicine doctor. Get that medication for your baby. If you're pregnant, get that vaccine for yourself so that your newborn will be protected.
Absolutely. Thanks again for being here today, Susan, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Lisa.
And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. If you like this episode, please do not forget to like and subscribe. And please check out Dr. Susan Lander's website and Substack for more information on all things babies. And her book can be found on all major bookstores everywhere. Take care, everyone. Look after those babies.